Coming up, after weeks of disruption, the Forth Road Bridge is finally reopening to HGVs. A funeral's taken place for Mary Logie, the 5 pensioner killed in her own flat. And find out why this mum's so happy, even though she was hit with a parking fine outside Edinburgh Sick Kids.
This person's like an anonymous angel, and just that it's brought a tear to a lot of people's eyes.
First though, after weeks of disruption for haulage firms, the Forth Road Bridge is finally fully reopening to HGVs. It's back to normality for the crossing from 11pm tomorrow night. Rebecca Cook has the details.
It's something haulage companies have been waiting for some time. From tomorrow night, HGVs will be able to use the crossing all day once again after a number of weeks, which industry bodies claim has pushed some firms to the brink. The root of the problem was damaged steelwork, and today the Transport Minister, Derek Mackay, said the repair job on that was just about complete. The subject of compensation for financially hit firms has been raised once again today, with Scottish Labour and the Lib Dems both calling for support. So even though the disruption's over, the debate surrounding the closure clearly isn't.
The funeral of a 5 grandmother who was killed in her own home has heard she'll be remembered for her kind heart. Around 190 people gathered at Leven Parish Church for the service for Mary Logie. The 82-year-old was found dead in her home in January after a neighbour went to check on her. It's a controversial idea that seemingly never stops rearing its head, the prospect of a tax on sugar. Vicky Murray has more on this one.
Critics claim it punishes the poor. Those who back it say it's a vital step towards tackling the country's obesity crisis. Whatever your opinion is, when I say the words sugar tax, it's sure to spark some sort of reaction. And the topic's cropped up yet again today, with Cancer Research UK claiming a 20% levy on sugary drinks that could save the NHS millions. But Chit Sovaria from the charity insists it's not about hitting the worst off.
It's about giving price signals to consumers so that they can understand that price relates to the healthiness of a product.
The charity's claiming the tax would help prevent around 3.7 million cases of obesity UK-wide by 2025. They also reckon it has helped drastically cut instances of cancer, diabetes and heart disease.
Some of the 16 libraries earmarked for closure in Fife are getting a stay of execution after communities volunteered to run them. Fife councils backed the move to negotiate deals to keep the facilities open, with a deadline of next February to finalise plans. Could the answer to a host of job losses in Scotland's oil and gas sector lie in digital technology? A reporter, John Callan, has been investigating.
It's the invisible mechanics behind things like phone apps, Wi-Fi and cybersecurity. Digital technology is everywhere. And now a body representing the industry in Scotland says it could be the saviour for those made redundant in the struggling oil and gas sector.
Some of them don't need to do very much retraining. You know, if you've done a project management job on an oil rig, you can do a project management job in our sector fairly quickly. But I think many of these people have got just the right sorts of skills that with a bit of retraining, they can come into our industry and be very effective people in the sector.
Chief Executive of Linlithgow-based Scotland IS, Polly Purvis there, who says it could create 70,000 jobs over the next 5 years. She's appealing to politicians at Holyrood to help the industry here become one of the best in the world.
David Cameron has arrived for more talks with European leaders after a long night around the negotiating table. The Prime Minister says he'll do everything he can to secure a deal on his EU reform. Now, doesn't sound like it has the ingredients for a feel-good story. A mum who's taken her child to hospital only to find she's been slapped with a parking ticket on her way out. That's what happened to Mary Holden on Wednesday when she took her son Oscar to Edinburgh Sick Kids Hospital. But there was a bit of a twist in the tale. Along with the ticket, a stranger had left £25 wrapped in a note which said, pay it, then forget it happened. Forth News reporter Shona McCallum has been speaking to Mary, who says it's overwhelming.
I was just really quite shocked. I didn't know what to think. At first I thought, I wonder if that's somebody that I know that's done it, but I hadn't really told many people that I was in hospital. And then I thought, oh, maybe it was the traffic warden that had put it in there. But then I thought, no, it's not his handwriting, and there's 2 tickets. And then I just thought, oh my goodness, somebody random has done this. So just really overwhelmed at somebody thinking to do that.
And so we've got the note here that's been left. All you've got is the writing to go by. You've appealed on Facebook, though, for the person to come forward.
Yeah, definitely, because I'd love to say thank you and just to say thanks for how it made us feel. And I posted on Facebook, obviously, and it's gone viral. And to see the post from everybody else, I'd love for them to just know what's happening in the background.
Finally, sport, and in rugby, it's Edinburgh versus Ospreys in the Pro 12 tonight. The Gunners are looking to move closer to the top 4. For more local stories, visit the news pages of forth2.com or follow us on Twitter at Radio Forth News.